It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Thursday. It is the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 64 degrees.
It looks like they may have reopened Highway 89 now in Harrisville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story, and it is new this morning. Body camera video shows when police in Moab talked to a couple from the East Coast who were traveling through Utah before the girlfriend disappeared.
The family is expanding the search as the boyfriend's attorney doubles down. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, someone called police when they saw Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, they say, fighting in their van on the road to Arches National Park. Moab officers came. They separated the two. This video comes to us from WBBH in Florida. It's the body camera footage when an officer asked Petito what was happening.
I was just cleaning and straightening up the back of the van before, and I was apologizing to him and saying, I'm sorry that I'm so mean.
The officers asked the two to stay separated for a night and calm down. That was August 12th. The family says they last heard from her on August 24th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police in Florida, meantime, working on new clues in their search. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
Police naming her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, a person of interest, claiming he's hindering their investigation. Police say they tried to talk with him Saturday.
We don't know what Brian knows. I mean, that's the bottom line.
But Laundrie's lawyer says his client won't be speaking to police.
None of the Laundrie family is going to issue a statement except through myself.
Overnight, Petito's family telling us they have only one question for him.
Where did you last see Gab? That's the question that matters right now.
Faith Abube, ABC News, New York.
The search for Gabby Petito is now focusing near a national park in Wyoming. KSL-TV's Garner Mejia continues our team coverage from Jackson Hole.
We're in Jackson Hole, where the Grand Teton National Park Service is now confirming that their park rangers are also involved in this investigation, searching for Gabrielle Petito. Now, Gabby Petito's parents tell me that they're confident she was last here with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, just 3 weeks ago. Gabby's stepdad spent the day posting flyers here in Jackson Hole.
Police in Florida are expected to speak in a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll bring that to you live during the Dave and Dujanovic show when it starts.
In other news this hour, a 20-year-old woman is dead after being hit by a car near downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Tim, the boyfriend of the victim found her body in the street just after 11 p.m. last night. Medical crews declared the woman deceased at the scene. Salt Lake Police Lieutenant Valencia says the man saw a white car speeding away after hearing a loud crash.
The driver of the vehicle actually came back.
Valencia says the female driver is cooperating with police and DUI is not believed to be a factor at this time. Investigators are working to reconstruct how the crash occurred. The name of the victim has not yet been released. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized to the female athletes abused by former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. He also promised the Bureau will be more thorough with future investigations that happened during a Senate Judiciary hearing. The first half of that hearing was filled with emotional testimony from four of Nassar's victims who told senators the FBI botched their investigation.
The FBI knew basically in the summer of 2015... The USA Gymnastics had done an investigation, went to the FBI office in Indianapolis. That's where USA Gymnastics headquarters are, and reported it. And the FBI also supposedly did some talking to Allie Raisman, she said, and did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's USA Today columnist and ABC News contributor Christine Brennan reporting.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.